This is Disturbingly Hysterical Bedtime Stories with Davita Kelly. And this episode is How Do You Freak Tom Cruise Out? Ask me how I know. So, I'm friends with hundreds of celebrities due to my obvious podcast, which is Disturbingly Hysterical Bedtime Stories. And so I get to encounter most of them. Some of them I just engage with through social media, especially lately. So it looked like Tom Cruise was acknowledging a lot of the comments that I've been leaving on his social media, because he just came out with Top Gun 2. And the first one, I don't think anybody will ever not remember. And if you haven't seen it, well, it's at some point you will. And if you haven't, then you will again, because Top Gun 2 with Tom Cruise and a lot of the other cast members from, the 80s maybe, or the 90s when that was made, are still like super fucking hot. And they're all like nailing it in their, in Top Gun 2. As fighter pilots again. So a lot of these Hollywood celebrities, before they come out with a movie, start getting on social media for the first time. Like Jennifer Aniston, she's not coming out with a movie, but she started going on Instagram just for shits and giggles and got like a million followers, obviously, with like in a couple weeks. Then the next thing I noticed was Tom Cruise had an Instagram page, and it's a legit page, and you can follow him on social media. Kevin Costner also recently has done the same thing. So these huge Hollywood stars that really don't bother going on social media have started, because especially during the pandemic, as a way to promote their films, because you can't really go to the movie theaters anymore and watch it live. So when Tom Cruise, and his name is Thomas Mapother, Thomas Mapother the fourth, Thomas Mapother, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, the fourth. Tom Cruise, the fourth, that's his actual name, was posting his Top Gun 2 trailers and just talking about it, saying, hey, everybody, like, make sure that you follow or watch. And so I was just like, wow, oh my God, Tom Cruise, you look so fucking sexy. And you have to be like late 50s, maybe? You have to be, but you look that fucking hot. And so on every post that he was doing on social media, I was like liking everyone. And I just set up a thirst trap. And so I was like, hubba, hubba, hubba. Or like, what? Oh my God. How old are you now? And like, you have not aged a day and you are in incredible shape. I feel bad for everybody that has to work with you, that tries to probably keep up with you. Just like you wiped out in a set of, what was it, Mission Impossible, the fourth or third or something. Because you were trying to fly through the air. And I was like, wow, but you are incredible, because you do all your own stunts and you are actually very mature for your age. And then I'm very fresh with a lot of celebrities because I'm familiar with them. I was always a entertainer and famous model and publicist and nightclub promoter back in the day, like 20 years ago. In New York. So this, like, celebrities is like not, I engage with them. I'm like, oh my God, you're so hot. But in real life, like, you're kind of like small, or like in real life, you're really shy. In real life, you're not that cute. Or in real life, you are wow. Or in real life, it's amazing, because you get to know celebrities on a different scale. But on social media, I just go ahead and like friend them, and I have no problem engaging. So with Tom Cruise, at some point, I just started spelling his name as Tom, capital T-O-M, and then capital Y-U-M. Tom Yum! Exclamation mark! Exclamation mark! Exclamation mark! After every one of his posts, because I'm like, God, how cute are you? Oh, I want to molest you. Oh my goodness. So I'm leaving this thirst trap on his Instagram page. And so I get a message back from Tom Cruise on Instagram that says, hey, wow, Davida Kelly, I typically don't really engage with my fans like this, but I just could not ignore your really outrageous comments. He's like, also, I don't, maybe you sound really cool. None of my fans have ever spoken to me like this. He's like, maybe we could get to, maybe interact or chat other than on Instagram, because I don't want people to track this, because it looks like you have a lot of fans and followers. And he's like, I kind of do too, obviously. So he's like, can you look me up on this hookup site, which is called, locations. And apparently a lot of Hollywood actors go on there, because it's kind of based out of California, apparently. So, it's Hangouts, I think Hangouts.com. So I went to Hangouts. I'm like, I have no idea what I'm doing on here. And so he actually coached me through the procedures on how to go onto Hangouts, this alleged, kind of conservative dating site for Hollywood actors that want to engage with their really cool, sexy fans, such as moi. So I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing on here. He's like, okay, you have to push control this and then accept my invitation, and then we can start engaging. So I was like, I figured it out once he like walked me through it. And so we're on Hangouts, and he's like, whatever you do, please don't ever go to like the paparazzi or the media with our conversations. I'm like, well, why would I do that? First of all, Tom Cruise, I really like you, and I kind of feel bad for you. So I'm sure as hell not going to the paparazzi or the media with anything that we're talking about, because I actually really respect you. I think you're an fucking insane, incredible actor. You're so talented, and you're so fucking handsome, and you're like really, like, you age so well. So you're incredible. And like, nobody really, we don't really hear any kind of good news about you. Like, in general, social media kind of portrays you as like, like the guy that's like maybe kind of like, I don't know, overwhelming or controlling or something. But I don't care. I don't know you, so I can't, I have, you would have to experience that for yourself or be one of your ex-wives in order to verify that. I just wanted you to know that I'm a huge fan of yours, and you do all your own stunts, so you are fucking incredible, and I'm always going to be infatuated with you. And so he's like, okay, well, that's cool to be to Kelly. He's like, yeah. So we started like engaging conversations every morning when I woke up. And also, I really, on some of the comments that I was leaving on Tom Cruise's social media page were comments like, wow, Tom Cruise, you know what? You really should like clone yourself so that like, us mortals down here can possibly enjoy you. Because, for instance, I would love to have my own personal Tom Cruise. And Tom Cruise is a Scientologist. So, like, I was kind of joking about that. But I'm like, in reality, though, if you have diehard fans, you probably, God, I would love to have a clone of you. Especially if you could definitely do that for only worthy fans. Such. And okay, so I was like, you have to, Tom Cruise, you have to clone yourself so that the rest of us little people out here can enjoy you in person, but it would be your clone. So the next phone call that I got, I was like, okay, he's like, hey, hi, and I'm like, okay, I'm pretty sure this is not Tom Cruise. It better be your clone. So I'm hoping it's his clone the whole time, because I'm like smoking a big fat CBD oil pipe and talking to who I'm hoping is Tom Cruise's clone, because there's no way that I would subject Tom Cruise to the verbal abuse that I had him on the phone for hours, and I was like, oh my god, so then how about this and how about that, and I was talking about just everything that's realistic and treating him like a normal person, which I'm sure Tom Cruise and his clown are not used to. But I'm like, and I'm showing him like alien pictures that I have, because I'm psychic and I've been abducted by aliens, blah blah, and then I have like weird stuff that I can prove it with. So I'm like, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? The whole time I'm like, I know this has to be Tom Cruise's clone. Also, I feel bad for his clone because he's really getting abused. Like, contact me in the morning and be like, good morning. And I'll be like, I just woke up. I feel like crap. I'm like, oh, okay, well, how's your day? I'm like, it's going to get amazing now that I know that I'm talking to your clone, Tom Cruise. And Tom Cruise would be like, well, that's the best news that I've heard all day, too. I'm like, wow, it's got to be like, what, like 7 o'clock Eastern time in California? Because I just woke up, it was 7, 8, 9. I'm like, oh my god. I'm like, no, I look forward to your comments. I'm like, I don't want to scare you. He's like, no, I really enjoy having conversations. He's like, do me a favor. He's like, you have to write my publicists and my managers and be like, hey, you're engaging with me on social media and you would like to meet me. I'm like, okay, cool. And he's like, also, again, he's like, please don't go to the media with this. I'm like, I haven't even met your penis yet, so don't worry. I'll wait like a decade before I go to the media with your story. But in the meantime, I really respect you and I enjoy our conversations. He's like, okay, I'm just like nervous because every time like I engage with people, like they go to the fucking press. I'm like, okay, don't worry, I'm not doing that yet at all, because it's not even interesting right now. Also, nobody would ever fucking believe me. So I was like, here, do me a favor, here, so you can put your own mind to rest, have one of your goons from like the Scientology church, or like one of your co-stars from, I don't know, what was it, Mission Impossible and Jack Reacher and, oh my god, oh, the Vanilla Sky, one of your many co-stars, have them contact me and just check me out, ask me questions, and I'll give them the same answers that I'm giving you right now. So I was like, please, I don't want you to feel uncomfortable. That's the last thing you need to do. Because I'm like, I feel like, I think you're cool. I haven't had your babies either yet, though, or been married to you. So that's in your favor, working well for you. So he was like, okay, cool. So the next thing you know, on the site Hangouts, I get this call, and it sounds like a big black guy that sounds kind of like, what's Tom Cruise's co-star? Ving Rhames. Contacts me. I'm not saying it's him. I just get, oh my god, this text message from somebody on Hangout that's like, hey, I saw your profile, but there's no pictures. I want to know more about you. And so I'm like, okay, call me. So the voice that came on the phone sounded really like Ving Rhames. Like, this is,
I just saw your profile on Hangouts, and I was just looking for more information. I'm like, who the fuck is this, and where did you get my information from on Hangouts? What? Because I'm thinking it was exclusively for me and Tom Cruise. I didn't know. It's kind of like, I guess, like Tinder or Bumble. Whenever you put, like, your profile out there, it's like a ping that goes off or something. And I told Tom Cruise, I'm like, whatever, have one of your co-stars or goons or whatever from Scientology, like, check me out. I have no skeletons in my closet. My life is an open book. I'm a super famous personality and model. So you can ask me anything. I have nothing to hide. And so next thing you know, it sounded like Ving Rhames, his co-star, contacted me and called me. So when I got that call, I was like, who the fuck is this? Oh my God, who is just calling me right now? So I went back to Tom Cruise. I'm like, I don't understand. I just got some random weird dude just like called me, and I thought this was like our own personal connection number, and I freaked out. And so Tom Cruise was like, okay, well, now you're just making it weird, DeVita. Now it's just awkward, but yeah. Ugh. So he like shut me down for a couple days. And so a few days later, I'm like, I still don't understand. I thought this was just like, I didn't put my profile out there for any fucking Hollywood star. That was for you, not your co-star. I told you like to check me out. And I guess I kind of, since I told him, Tom Cruise, to do that, then that's what he did, because he sent one of his co-stars to check me out on, some on the Hangout site. Oh, wow. And so I yelled at his co-star, and I was like, okay. I'm like, Tom, please do not do that to me again. I live alone. I don't have any boyfriends. I'm not married. No kids. I don't even have a pet. So, like, I get really spooked because I have a lot of stalkers. So I want to make sure that it's you, and what I told you to verify me, but like this big black guy on the other end of the line about 12 hours after we've been chatting, and I'm like, who the fuck has my information? Oh my God. So again, Tom Cruise is like, oh, wow, okay, you're making this awkward, DeVita. I'm like, you're making it awkward. I live alone, and I'm super paranoid. Do you not understand? He's like, all right, well, then can you at least contact my agents and, like, you know, let's hang out. He's like, you're ridiculous. He didn't say ridiculously. I call myself that. He's like, I think you have an amazing personality. I would love to hang out with you. I'm like, I want to hang out with you too. He's like, well, do me a favor and just like write a brief message to my managers, because they kind of, I have to go, everything that I do has to go through them. I'm like, I get it. No problem. So I wrote a message to his managers, and because Tom Cruise has an amazing futuristic sci-fi movies lately that nobody is really even aware of, I was like, wow. So I watched them, and then I contacted his managers and titled the email "The Future." And then I said, Tom Cruise and I have been engaging on social media, and we've, like, been talking through apps since then, and he asked me to please contact you. And so I get a message back from his management team. Oh. That says, wait for it.